There, it is week one of 52 weeks of inspirational messages for 2025. I can't believe it. We are in the first week of a new year, and it is going to be a year, let me tell you. There is a lot of things swirling, a lot of energies moving and shifting. And depending on what social media outlet or what news station you're listening to, you are being told and fed information. And in this world, in this day and age, we are in an information overload. I mean, overload. So what can you do for yourself the first week of 2025? Well, for me, I'm going to be making sure that I've got my vision board done. I'm going to be making sure that I've got my altars set in place. I'm going to be making sure that I go into this new year with a very clean and organized home. I do it every year. I go above and beyond. I wipe out every cupboard. I wipe up every nook, every cranny. I clean out every closet. I donate things. I remove things from my home that feel stagnant or that the energy does not match so that it is no longer pulling me or any of my family members in a direction that I do not wish to go. It is the time where I forgive myself for any of the mistakes that I may have made in the previous year, and I walk into the new year affirming and believing and knowing in my heart, mind, and body and soul that I will go forward doing the absolute best that I can with the knowledge that I have at the time. And I know you too will do the same. So in every way that you can or that you feel inspired, whether it's through vision boards or journaling, whether it's for cleaning, organizing and deconstructing things in your lives, this is the week to take a really good look at what held you back the last year so that you can clear and clean that out so that going forward, nothing and no one stands in your way. Have an amazing week. And I look forward to connecting with you soon.